What about PR?
PR was not terribly predictive of the tamoxifen benefit in B14. And also, PR, surprisingly, is not that striking reporter of a estrogen receptor activity. It's a little bit discordant. So we have much better associated genes than PR itself for the ER activity. For example, GATA3 or carbonic anhydrase 12. Those are the genes probably makes more sense in the future to be incorporated into the assays rather than PR.
Ian, what's your take on this issue of RT-PCR and quantitative ER maybe as a way to start sorting this out?
Well, I'll just elaborate on the PGR a second, because the initial data from ATTACC, just taking the investigator's PGR, looked like that was a big differentiating between the benefits of anastrozole and tamoxifen. But when that was repeated with central analysis of PGR, there wasn't a benefit. There was a flaw in that analysis that we don't need to go into just now. Same is true with BIG-198. There is no differential benefit for letrozole over tamoxifen based on negative PGR. On the other hand, negative PGR is a bad prognostic factor anyway. So if you're looking for high-risk patients to start with AIs, then you might use it anyway. But you're not using it on the basis that it's a selective benefit.